I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you and may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Welcome to Devotionals from Dad. This devotional is entitled, My Two Angels. About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults say they believe in angels, according to a poll by the Associated Press. Angels mean different things to different people, and the idea of a loved one becoming heavenly angels after death is not unusual. When I was 22 years old, my son, Jerry Craig, lived for 3 months and then passed away from a genetic illness that the doctors at the time didn't know how to treat. Then just 2 years later, my son Levi Blake was stillborn. I am sure we have all either said or heard common phrases spoken in an effort to comfort someone during a moment of intense grief. I am sure our friends meant well, but many of these expressions are not true. For example, God won't give you more than you can handle. Everything happens for a reason. Don't cry, they're with Jesus. And God must have needed another angel. While we certainly want to be caring individuals to our friends and family, I believe we as Christians have a duty to speak the truth with love and grace. As long as you walk alongside a hurting loved one, take very seriously those words that you speak about God and be certain they are true before you say them. Let's not spread misinformation about God and His Word. So God did not take my two baby boys or anyone else's infants because He needed another angel. First of all, God doesn't need anything. Acts chapter 17, verses 24 and 25. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. God is sovereign over all. He holds every life in His hands. God is not petty. God does not play silly games with us. He loves us. God is more powerful than we can even begin to imagine, and He has everything He needs. The phrase God needed another angel makes it sound as if God was unable to fulfill His plan without the death of our children, and thankfully, this is far from the truth. As humans, we were created in the image of God. We do not become angels when we die. As professing Christians, we have an even greater promise to look forward to. God's children will judge angels. We will become co-heirs with Christ. What an incredible promise. What an amazing gift. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 2 and 3. Or do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is to be judged by you, are you not incompetent to try trivial cases? Do you not know that you are to judge angels? How much more, then, matters pertaining to this life? Angels in the Bible do many things. In Revelation chapter 15, verse 7, one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God. The angels of the Bible are just as likely to assassinate individuals and slaughter entire populations as they are to offer help, comfort, protect, and deliver. Angels are God's obedient soldiers doing the task at hand. Angels have delivered messages to humans that have provided guidance and encouragement. Angels can be ministering spirits. At the end of a believer's life, angels provide care at the time of death. Angels cannot experience salvation, however. They do celebrate, though, when a lost one accepts Christ as their Savior. Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. So, speak the truth in love. Share difficult truths in a gentle, kind manner that is not offensive. Because we love one another, we must speak the truth. Because we know the truth, we must be people characterized by love.
Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
It is my sincere hope that something in this devotional touched your heart. I hope that somehow you found some tidbit of wisdom that you can treasure in your heart. More importantly, I hope that you share this with someone that needs to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Love you, Dad.